Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag."
And welcome to Women's Freedom Radio on this Thursday night, and we would like to say thank you to all the vets that served our country and to Virgil and Russell, who also served our country. Virgil, how you doing, my brother?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, pretty good. We're up here in North Tennessee trying to get to Pennsylvania. We're going to make it tomorrow, though.
That's good. That's good. At least you didn't get held hostage again at a plant like you were the other day.
Yeah, well, yeah, that stuff took a while to offload. It was like offloading fresh chewed bubble gum.
Right, right. So, hey, Russell, how you doing? And thank you for your service to our country, guys, both of you who served in the Marines.
You're very welcome, man. We're doing all right here in Texas, man. Like everybody else, we just kind of sitting there shaking our damn heads going, well, What's next?
Right, right. That's what I'm doing out here. I've been kicking back, watching everything unfold. I've been watching the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and I think the judge is going to toss it out. He's going to walk, to be honest with you, from what I'm seeing.
Oh, there's going to be more to it than that. There's going to be more to it than that.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. I see it. You know, they're already calling for riots if he walks, you know, and everything. So we'd be expecting that and everything. I was talking to
Here's the flip side. Here's the flip side of that coin. Okay. The guy up on the stand testifying, the one that got the filet mignon blown out of his arm, the piece of filet mignon Kyle blew out of his right arm. Okay, had that situation gone a different way, had he pointed that pistol, that Glock, and had he shot and killed Kyle Rittenhouse, he wouldn't have seen the inside of a courtroom.
Oh, no, that would consider
him
a hero.
He would not have seen. Oh, they would have him killing a white supremacist, a domestic terrorist. You know, it would have been blown. They Biden would nominate him for a national holiday right now. If
all
it
right,
went the other
right.
way.
Well, I think the judge was seeing through all that because he called him out, you know, on that and everything too. And it's just that, man,
well,
this is.
I can tell you what right now. There's some lawyers on that prosecution side that put their law license at risk. I mean, this is, you know, I've dealt with courts quite a few times, and
me too.
I have, you know, I mean, right then and there when he made reference to Kyle being silent during his interview with the police, right then and there, his lawyer should have motioned for a mistrial right then and there.
Actually, he did.
Right
and the judge
then
said
and there.
Actually, the attorney did, and the judge said he's really considering about that as well. But I was also reading some articles and hearing on the news that those prosecutors may get their license yanked. So they're looking into it.
Oh yes, that is totally what that is. That is totally an ethics violation right there.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That is totally an ethics violation because you're using. You're using your personal vendetta or personal political views to try and sway a jury. You're basically lying to the jury. Okay.
With all the resources.
Okay. Naturally, you depose every witness, whether it's on the prosecution side or the defense side. Both sides have a right to pretrial depositions. Okay? That should have been brought out in the depositions, what they were going to testify to, this, that, and the other, the video evidence, the forensic evidence, the past criminal record of the first KIA. Okay? But none of that was, and they still decided to pursue this. So, you know, that right there constitutes what is called malicious prosecution. And it's libelous.
And then they had the main witness change his story because they asked him to lie. And he wouldn't lie. He told the truth.
Well, that's called witness intimidation and malicious prosecution. And it's libelous. As long as Kyle Rittenhouse just became a very, very rich young man.
Oh, yeah.
That trial,
what
man,
do you think,
that
Russell?
Is the best thing ever happened to him.
What do you think, Russell? We talked about that the other night, me and you.
Yep, did. And, you know, prosecution star witness pretty much shot the whole damn thing out of the water with his
Bros, are you breaking up real bad, brother?
Yeah. You know, so it's usually it's me, but tonight it's you.
You're breaking up,
well,
brother.
Tell you what, let me hang up and call back in.
Okay.
Okay.
But anyhow, you know, this whole thing, and then I was reading some other stuff with these mandates and stuff. That's not going to go through either, brother, because from what I'm reading from the Supreme Court, even the Supreme Court said this is overstepping on people's liberal liberties.
Well, I'm going to wait for Russell. I'm going to wait for Russell to get back on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's not the Supreme Court. It's not the Supreme Court. It's the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Louisiana. The owner of the Rouse's supermarket chain got fed up and tired. Okay, mm-hmm. The owner of Rouse's supermarket got fed up and tired, and he was not going to fire employees that he still has that it worked for his father and has been with Rouse's some 20 years, and he wasn't going to tell them, well, you're not going to get the jab. Well, you're going to lose your job. He wasn't going to do that. So, and believe it or not, his name is Brandon. And he lives in Ascension, Louisiana. He lives in Ascension, Louisiana.
Yeah.
He hired an attorney, and he spent big money, and they filed to the federal courts, and now they're in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in the state of Louisiana put the stop to the mandate for private businesses.
Yep.
It still applies
yep.
to government entities, but private businesses, it has a cease and desist on it.
And here's the thing with that, Virgil Russell, is that Biden has instructed all business people to not listen to the Supreme Court. That itself is an ethics violation from the president.
Well,
telling people to ignore
well,
the Supreme
I mean,
Court.
You know, well, I mean, if Donald Trump would come out and say, you know what, we're just going to ignore the Supreme Court's ruling of Brown versus Board of Education, and we're going to go back to a segregated school system.
Oh, yeah. Most definite, you know. But, you know, I see this whole thing blowing up. I see it blowing up in their faces. You know,
well,
I think that's why.
I tell you what, Russell.
Yeah.
We might have to eat a little crow next year.
How's that?
Well, the Virginia race, we not only got some decent people in there, we got a sister in there. And I'm not talking about a sister because she's black. I'm talking about a sister, a fellow Marine,
yeah.
Lieutenant Governor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have a guy, a truck driver, one of my people in New Jersey, who unseated the most connected, corrupt, spent all kind of money on his campaign. This truck driver spent $153 and got elected, unseated this state senator from New Jersey.
And it was conceded today by the Democrat governor.
So Russell, I think we got a shot. I think Jonathan Garcia's got a good shot now. Mac McGregor's got a good shot now.
Well, y'all can think that they might very well get elected, but you know, I know that doesn't do a fucking thing to change D.C.
It's gonna stunt. It's not gonna kill it. It's not gonna kill it off, brother. That's not what I'm saying. but it's going to stunt the growth of the malignancy for a while.
Yep. And I think Karen Bodini, our friend, Virgil, she is looking really good right now.
This isn't, come on, guys, man, this isn't about stunting the growth of this movement. No.
Well, we know, Russell. We know, and we know it's going to take a long time to fix the mess.
I got nothing else to say on this. You're not going to fix this. This is a ballot box. Y'all both been.
I know, brother.
No,
and I agree with you.
No, we're not going to fix it. I'm not going to say we're going to fix it. I'm just saying that, you know, some people on the other side of the aisle are going to get their feelings hurt. You know,
yep.
I mean, to tell you the truth, you know, if you look at it in this kind of light, you know, Joe Biden was the best campaign manager that they had, you know, with all of this. I mean, it's not going to fix anything. It's not going to stop nothing. He's got a lot more time to do a lot more damage with a stroke of a pen with them executive orders and everything else. And the main people I feel sorry for are those passengers and Secret Service details on Air Force One whenever he decides to dump a full load in them depends. Because I tell you what, brother, he got if you put him and Jerry Nadler on the same plane together, I guarantee you everybody's gonna be up there with a big old industrial sized can of Blunt Buster, and they're gonna look like Craig's daddy on Fridays in the bathroom.
Because they're gonna make them fresh air scrubber shit.
Well, you know, we'll say at this point is putting it off, slowing it down, whatever like that's not gonna do any good. It's not gonna stop unless this cancer is removed. And people have to be excited, given fair trial, and hung. And who gets elected in Georgia or Virginia or wherever the fuck else is going to affect the deep state in D.C. any at all. So, you know, I mean, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I hope these people win. I love their spirit. I love the way they love the country. I have a lot of respect for them. But I don't think any of them have any idea what they're walking into, even on the state level. Because the federal government reaches deep into the states, too. I mean, it's obvious here in Texas. I mean, some of the shit that Abbott let slide by and stuff like that, he could have shut our border down. He hasn't. It's all the same big honeycomb, man.
Well, That's true.
Abbott sure got an earful from me. I wrote his ass a letter, and I told him, you know, you need to quit using up truckers coming through Texas to pay for your state troopers' overtime down at the border. Because they are pulling truckers over, and they are writing the most chicken shit tickets you ever want to see.
I was hearing that from truckers coming in through that way, Virgil. I was talking to CFR Luz, and they were telling me about that. They're mad.
I don't know what happened to I-10 at Highway 6 in Houston yesterday evening, but they had a truck driver pulled over, and there had to have been at least 10 or 12 state trooper vehicles there. They had pulled over. They had the whole damn feeder road shut down.
I didn't hear nothing about it, but which way was he traveling, east or westbound?
East.
East, okay. You see, A lot of people don't know this. Homeland Security and the Border Patrol have helicopters that fly over and they shoot down on these trucks, and they have what's called infrared heat detection. And they shoot those trailers, and if there is heat coming off of them trailers, there's people inside of there. So chances are he had some illegals up in there. He was packed with illegals.
Could be.
And when it comes to these trucks, what happened out in down by Refugio, Texas, a few years ago, a driver took money from some illegals, packed them in the truck, and was bringing them, and parked the truck at a truck stop. He called somebody to come get him. He left them in there. Well,
yeah,
about 50, 60 of them suffocated from heat exhaustion. They suffocated inside that trailer. It was full of dead bodies when they found it.
Yeah.
So that's what started all of that. They started using those heat detectors on them trucks going down the interstate. They can pick that up. And even narcotics, even marijuana, you know, will give off. You know, if you got a dry van, you're not supposed to have anything hot in there.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's
now
how
you see
get
the trailers
you.
I haul. Now you see the trailers I haul, tanker trailers. We have hookups on our trucks called in-transit heat, because some of these loads, they have to be kept hot to offload. They'll coagulate inside the trailer, and it's virtually impossible to offload them. So we have in-transit heat. Well, there's no reason to have in-transit heat. And if you got a refrigeration truck that has heat coming off of it, well, that's definitely a red flag.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But I tell
it was something.
Yeah, we're seeing an increase with the illegals up here getting worse and worse and worse, you know, and everything, but I don't know. I know the aging standards are getting set up and everything, so, you know, and everybody,
he's got what, 3 years and 4 months left to create havoc? Oh, you know, this ain't over with by a long shot. I mean, ain't over with by a long shot. You got people posting videos from on the edge of California, right there at Arizona, whatever. Gas prices $7, $8, $9 a gallon. You know, diesel prices, you know, $4.15. You know, I'm going up to Pennsylvania. I'm glad I filled up at Tiger Truck Stop with some good high sulfur diesel. I might make it all. I'm pretty sure I'm going to make it all the way to where I got to drop off before I got to get any fuel. But I can tell you what, there ain't going to be much fuel bought for this truck in Pennsylvania. I'm going to buy just enough and inch my way back down south.
Right. Right. Well, I'll tell you what,
some of
prices
places,
are soaring everywhere.
$4.55 a gallon. And Russell, my buddy that works with me at this new company I'm at now, we got to talking, and I'm going by a large stand-up freezer, and me and him are going half on a calf from the slaughterhouse, straight from the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Because the meat prices, we're going to get a calf. We're going to split it for $1,200. You know, $1,300. And we're going to split it in half. Well, you get a good bit of good parcel of meat off the calf. So
you're going to need two freezers.
So
to be honest,
$600 or $650 for let's see, 375 pounds of beef. I think we're doing pretty good. I think we're going to do pretty good on that deal.
I'm going to guarantee you're going to need two freezers. We thought the same thing a couple years ago, and we were like, shit, man, we had to get another freezer, you know, so.
Well,
but
it's worth the investment now. it's worth the investment now because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Well, now we got the meat packer growers, cattle growers starting their own plants to beat the supermarket chains. So that's the best way to get your meat. Actually, I go to the butcher shop out here now. Let me tell you guys, food out here tripled. Trish went down yesterday. She only got like two or three little bags.
I know.
A thing that only cost her $60. $60, right? Guess how much it cost
her? Oh, yes.
Almost $300. She about had a shit fit.
Susan used to go to Walmart and buy those big tubes of ground meat. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Those big long tubes of ground meat for $19.95,
mm-hmm.
which was a good price. Same
mm-hmm.
tube of ground meat, same tube, same size, same pound. $35 now.
Oh yeah,
$35.
Well, you know that big pack of bacon they sell for like used to be $16. Guess how much it is now?
Yep,
$35.
It's about 22 down in Louisiana now.
$35, right? If I was going to buy some, I said, nope. Fuck that.
Well,
you know?
one good thing, Russell, about them bacon prices, I think this is the time to get out and start eradicating them feral hogs. I think people are going to start stacking them up.
Yeah,
well,
I think them wild hogs.
What I want to know is how the government comes up with their inflation numbers. I was checking out the weather. We had a little foul weather roll through here earlier today. I was checking the weather reports and stuff like that. It's, while I was waiting for it to come on, they run this story and inflation was at 6.6%. Now, I'm not tracking on this. $30 to fill up my Jeep. Now
mm-hmm.
it costs me $60 a month.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist or a math theorist or anything like that. But $36 is a lot more of an increase than 6.25%. The treats I give the dog. I have to go to Costco to get them. That's one of the very few places that sell them that isn't prices aren't just absolutely outrageous. Dog. But they went for a bag of 22 of them, they went from like $8.50 to $14. It's like y'all were talking about a long ago, don't try to buy meat. So, gas is doubling, food prices are at least 30% higher. So where do they get this 6.25% from? Somebody
I'll tell you where.
I'll tell you how they get it.
What they tried to push on the kids in school, Common Core math.
Yeah.
Common core math.
Yeah.
That's how they get it.
But here, guys, they want to give people like me and Susan that's on Social Security give us that 5.6% raise. What good is that going to do? I was talking to Trish about that today. What good is that raise going to do? Because with the way inflation is, we're still barely going to make it. Plus, it takes
well, it's risen more. It's risen more now than it did 35 years ago.
Right.
It rose faster than it did 35 years ago. In just months.
Yep.
And it's going to get worse, people. It's going to get worse. As the government, you know, they I guarantee you, Russell, I guarantee you, they didn't use $1 million worth of WD-40 on them printing presses, brother. They're about to burn them
yeah.
up.
Oh yeah.
And if they keep printing money, you're gonna have to have a duffel bag full of $100 bills to just go buy a loaf of bread.
Yep.
It's gonna be just like he's trying to turn it just like into Venezuela. The haves are gonna have it all. The have-nots are not going to have a damn thing, and it's going to make the 27 stock market crash look like Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you,
I went and bought a loaf of bread yesterday. It used to cost $1.25. Guess what it is now?
Well,
$3.
Well, I guarantee you, you better start investing in some gold medal and some yeast cakes, and you better start making your own damn bread.
Yep. Oh, I've been stocking up on the flour, beans, and rice.
I know Russell remembers this. See, we used to go down when I was a kid, and we used to have all them damn rabbit dogs and deer dogs. Daddy and my uncle, they had over 100 dogs, hunting dogs. And they, well, you got dogs, you got to feed them. Well, they used to go down to the Wholesome Bakery, and they used to buy those racks of day-old bread. It's still good. It's still good. But they had racks and racks and racks of it you could buy for pennies. I think $5 bought you a whole rack full of loaves of bread. You know how many loaves of bread go on a bread rack in the bakery?
A lot.
Oh, yeah. And they used to mix that up with the dog food and kind of cut the dog food expenses and all with it. And it just got me to thinking, you know, whenever I hear about these grocery prices and everything, and I remember when, you know, if you spent $100 at the grocery store when I was a kid, my mom spent $100. Well, she was filling up the back of the pickup truck and then still got change back, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But now $100 worth of groceries, $100, you go there, you come out of Walmart with two little plastic bags in your hand.
Yep, just like this. $100. Yep. That's true. How true that
and,
is.
And people used to laugh at me. They used to laugh at me when I say, you know, you need to watch that movie Soylent Green. You need to watch the movie Soylent Green. Take a good look at the movie and look out your window. You're nuts. It must be unhealthy to be that paranoid and blah, 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 and all of this here. And when you see that woman going in the store and she's buying a tomato, a stalk of celery, and a piece of meat, maybe not too big around, maybe for one kid, big enough for one kid to eat. And he tells her when he rings it up, oh, that'll be $200.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
okay.
Where it goes.
Who's the nut? Who's the nut now? When you combine the movie Soylent Green with Charlton Heston and the movie The Omega Man with Charlton Heston, put those two movies mm-hmm. together, watch them one after the other, no matter which one you watch first. Then look out your window. Turn on your TV and listen to what they're saying. You know, this is not a coincidence. This was a warning. This was a warning nobody heeded to.
And we tried to warn everybody to prepare. Yeah, how long have we got tried to warn everybody, guys, to be ready to stock up on food? We need something that's coming. He's crazy now.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I refer to movies a lot, you know, life imitates art and vice versa. But I tell you what, if somebody ever comes on TV and they got a chimpanzee named Caesar, that's when I'm going to really start locking and loading.
Right, right.
But, you know, I have to see where this is going. Like you said about printing money, you know, I was reading an article where a guy who handles the stock market, he said a big crash is coming. It's coming soon. And
every economist, Pulitzer Prize, Peace Nobel, whatever the prizes they want, even the liberal economists are saying that if this does not cease and desist before next summer, we're going to be in real trouble. Real trouble. Now, a lot of people, next summer, you know, next summer it is. Next summer ain't but, 5 months away? Less than five months. Okay? They're going to have problems. There's going to be major problems.
Yep.
I'm looking at, Russell, I'm looking at food riots. I swear to God. You're going to see some Walmarts and Costco's and Sam's. They're going to get lit up. They're going to get lit up. I mean, some places out in Arizona, you know, they got signs on the door at the petrol truck stops. All right. Limited to 60 gallons per truck. Okay, 60 gallons of diesel may sound like a lot, but 60 gallons in a loaded semi, you ain't far empty. And some of them places you get out to in Arizona, there's only one place where you've got to fill your tanks up. You have got to fill your tanks up before you take that trip, or you're not going to make it. You're going to end up on the back of a tow truck. Plain and simple.
Yeah, and this is all done purposely, guys. I mean, this inflation, everything, it's done purposely, you know.
I mean, what's the last, you know, Sweetwater, Texas, okay, help me out here, Russell. After you pass Sweetwater, Texas, and you're going to Laredo, Texas, you have one other, besides that TA in Sweetwater, you have one other station to stop at out there. And you better stop and you better fill up. Because I'm going to tell you what. You ain't going to see nothing but tumbleweed, sand, and a lot of desert. Going toward Laredo, you can look over them mountains and you're looking into Mexico. There is nothing.
Now, I don't know if they still have them or not, but when I used to run through that area, there used to be signs, you know, next fuel, or I think they said next gas or whatever, you know, 150, 200 miles. I mean, you know, of nothing.
Yeah. It's still there. When I went through there a couple of years ago to visit Ann, it was there.
Because I'm going to tell you what. You run out of fuel in that truck. You run out of fuel in your truck. And it's about this time of year or mid-December or mid-January. You run out of fuel in your truck. And you're stuck there all night with no heater in that truck. That wind's going to come whipping through there. And you're going to freeze to death in that truck. There won't be a snowflake around. But you're going to freeze to death in that truck if you don't have a polar suit to crawl up in.
Yep.
Because it gets cold at night out there. The temperature drops very quick.
Oh, yeah. I learned that when I went through there, man. I tell you. But I saw tumbleweeds bigger than a house going through there. I hit a couple of those.
Oh, yeah.
I was having fun. I was hitting those. But I tell you, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, all we could do is just prepare, but You know, we gave all the warnings. We've told everybody what needs to be done. And, you know, we've listened. Some people's listened to us and everything and stuff. But what more can we do? You know, at this point.
What more can we do? We can continue to try and stock up. You know, little by little, this, that, and the other, stock up. You know, we can be the ants and they can be the grasshoppers. You know,
yep.
And when the dark winter, you know, the dark winter, as it was referred to in cold by Joe Biden, really hits, we can sit back and say, you know, we can throw crumbs in our front yard like we're feeding the birds, and we can, you know, watch the snowflakes come and beg us. Go beg Joe. Maybe he'll take off his Depends and you can pick the corn and peanuts out of them.
All right.
Hey, you know what I saw yesterday, and I'm going to get some. I didn't even know they had them. Well, I saw some instant refried beans that they came out with, and I want to get a couple and try them.
Instant refried beans. Does it come with a fucking industrial size bottle of Pepto-Bismol?
But I saw that, and I was like, I might get one or two of those and try them out. So, you know.
Okay,
so
yeah. Okay, yeah. Do your impression of Jerry Nadler. Go live TikTok or whatever.
Hey,
do an impression of Jerry Nadler or Biden.
Well, you know, I've stocked up on Pepto-Bismol.
Hey, Russell, did you see this? Look this up, Russell. Look this up on CNN. Look up the back check on CNN. When all this started about, you know, when the Secret Service agent broke security or whatever, broke classified information or whatever, and said Joe Biden dumped in his pants 6 times on one trip.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, Fredo Como, and then, well, it's normal for a person to defecate on himself. Oh,
why he?
Okay.
Well, he shit his pants. He shit his pants while he was meeting the Pope.
You know.
So you know.
I mean,
Wow.
You know, meeting the Pope. You know, I tend to be a little nervous, but I wouldn't shit my pants. You know, now being called in. You know, being sent for by Don Corleone. Yeah, you know, I really would shit my pants then. But,
right. But, you know, this is insane insanity, man. I mean, no wonder he comes out screaming, my butt's been wiped.
And even hardcore liberals like Bill Maher. And, you know, I've been watching Bill Maher a lot because, you know, he's been talking with some sense lately, Russell. He's been talking, you know, with some sense. He's still got his little ways and his shit, with liberal shit with him in some ways. But he's calling it like it is, man, when it comes to Biden.
He's learning.
He's calling it like it is.
Even, that's sad when they're even waking up, Virgil, but, you know.
Well, you don't see anybody. You don't see anyone on Occupying Democrats. I go to that page sometimes. I have a profile like I'm one of them, and I go to that and I read some of these statements sometimes, like about Jonathan Garcia being a domestic terrorist and everything else. I mean, you know, I don't think the guy would hurt a fly. I mean, I'm serious. I don't think he'd say shit if he had a mouthful of it. But but they demonize him so bad. That's why I'm you know, if I had to lay money down, you know, in Vegas, you know, on that race, I'd probably lay on him. I'd lay at least $200 on him.
Well, he's definitely got them all shook up down there from what I'm reading, you know, and everything. So that's why they're doing all that, and he knows it, you know.
But you, and, I mean, Peppermint Patty or Lady Chucky, or whatever you want to call her, she must read some of this stuff on occupying Democrats. Because when they come out with it, you can hear her saying a version of it behind the mic. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's just mind-boggling. You know, that people are this blind.
Yep.
I mean, people are just blind. My eyes are bad. I have astigmatism. I have real bad vision when I take my glasses. I got to wear my glasses. The only time I don't have to wear them is when I'm sleeping. I mean, I can't even get up and fix a cup of coffee without my glasses on in the morning. But, I mean, just the blindness. I mean, these people here, there ain't enough cataract surgery in the world to cure this blindness and this ignorance.
Right.
I mean,
That's like we told these guys, Virgil. That's the ignorant part. Use the ignorance against them. That's what they're doing. That's what he's doing. He's using their ignorance against
them. It's hard for people, anybody, it's hard for anybody to admit, yeah, I got played. I was stupid. I fell for it. You know, I bought the diamond ring for 10 cents, and now I don't own it. Now I own a diamond ring that ain't worth a dime. You know, it's hard for people, especially for liberals, to curb that pride because they're so used to moving the goalpost and so used to the double standard to justify and make themselves right. It's hard for them to admit they're wrong. It's hard for them. They're just like, you know, even though, you know, and I know Russell's going to get fired up on this. You know, they're just like these Southern Baptist Christians. You know, they talk a whole bunch of stuff, and they're both on separate sides of the battlefield. Okay? Mm-hmm. But the common ground they have, they're all hypocrites. They're all hypocrites.
Yep. Yep. That's true. 100%. That's it.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. You know, that's funny
to see.
You know,
it's like the song says, you know, you can still hate your neighbor, but don't forget to say grace.
Right. But, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, the more they show their insanity, the more, you know, I see hope. I see some hope in this. But it's going to take a lot of it's going to take a lot of years to fix all this mess, you know.
I mean,
and everything.
This is like, you know, like the Bugs Bunny cartoon, you know, when they draft Bugs Bunny and they find out he's a rabbit and he wants to do something patriotic to serve his country, and they stick him in an ammunition factory and they give him a hammer and he's hitting the top of artillery shells. Bang! And if it don't go off, he writes dud on the side of him. Bang! Okay. This is what this reminds me of. You got a bunch of these in an artillery factory, and they're hitting the top of these shells, and they're writing dud on the side of them, and they're laughing and everything else, but when they hit one and it explodes in their face, then they want to get mad.
Yeah, right.
You know, you're a stupid son of a bitch that took the job. What do you think was going to happen?
Right. In a way, they see that. I mean, it blows up in their faces, and we do even get mad about
it. I mean,
it's laughing.
You know, it's like Russell. You know, I trust Russell with my life, never my money or my wife, but I trust him with my life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there is no way I am going to hold a – there's no way I'm going to hold a finishing nail with my two fingers on a 2x4 and let his ass swing at it with a sledgehammer. You know, somebody's going to have a bad day.
Right. Poor Russell.
And this is exactly what you got going on. This is exactly what you got going on. They're holding a nail. Joe Biden is swinging the sledgehammer. They're smashing their fingers, and they're blaming us for it. They're blaming Trump.
Yep. Yep. And Trump ain't even in office. Yep. They got to blame somebody, you know. But hey, guys, it's getting close to that time. Do you guys want to continue, or you want to sign off?
I gotta get up early in the morning. I got 600 miles to go, and I gotta put the hammer down early in the morning.
Oh boy, that's gonna be a lot of fun. Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh yes.
We're doing pretty good since we joined up as Spreaker and everything, and we made 11 cents. But we're getting a lot of recognition out there. It's going to take time to build up and stuff, but we need to draw more people over there and everything. But I'm proud of the move that we made on that and everything.
Well, we need to sponsor some celebrities. You know, what I was thinking is we could get Carmelita, Hurricane Ann, Lucretia Hughes together, you know, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they can go retro 80s, and they can start an all-girl punk rock band.
All right. Well, I did contact Four Patriots. I talked to Dan earlier today, and he may sponsor us. So he's going to get back with me on that. So, because I can charge now over on Spreaker. Just look for that one, and it'll be good if we get a contract.
Let me tell you something, Four Patriots, if you're looking for, they're kind of pricey. But if you look at the prices today and look at their prices, you know, if you got a family, of four, look, kids and all of that, you know, I mean, it's well worth it. It's well worth it. If we have another ice storm like we did and Texas shuts down and all of this, that, and the other, and you can't get to the store or whatever, let me tell you something, that Four Patriots comes in handy. Patriots comes in handy.
Sure does. So, and that's worth it. And I've actually got some and everything. And I've tried it, and it's better than that Westinghouse shit that I got.
Oh yeah.
That Westinghouse tastes like rubber shoes, man. It's nasty. It was salt and pepper don't help it.
I tell you what, the grandkids mm-hmm. and the great grandkids, they have just about burned up my supply of macaroni and cheese. They love it.
I bet.
The Kraft and the Velveeta, Russell. Oh no, you take that shit, throw it in the garbage. We want that full picture. We want it in the bag. Get the blue and white bag, Papa.
Right. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing back from the owner of the company and see if he's going to sponsor us. So keep your fingers crossed and everything. But anyhow. We'll go ahead and sign off, and we'll come back on Monday. And I am going to try to get Jeanette Fittickum on the show sometime next week because, you know, the anniversary is coming up of, Portland, Oregon and all that. So we do our yearly thing with her, so I'm going to try to get her on and stuff. So we look forward to that. And you guys be safe out there.
I've been wanting to ask her what happened to that prick Clive Bundy. I've been wanting to ask her that.
I haven't heard. He's been real quiet. I heard shit out of him. You know. But anyhow, we'll get her on here. And I know she listens because I sent her, you know, or links to her show and stuff, so I know she listens. But anyhow, you all be careful after. Again, thank you guys for your service and everything. And I hope you all continue to have a good day. Yeah, we is out here. Have you heard any commercial yet, Virgil?
No, I haven't heard. But Russell, do you have any crayons left from when you went trick or treating?
He's gone. He left, I think, or he's on mute. No, he's still in here. Russell, hello.
Hey, Russell.
He might have fell asleep or passed out.
I don't blame him. I'm about to go to sleep myself.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, you got any crayons left from trick-or-treating? Or did you eat them all?
Not after last night, man. They got used.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, we'll go ahead and sign off, and you guys be careful out there. And for everybody else, you can recap your show.
Just one more thing. Marjorie, if you're listening out there, see if you can get us a picture of the front of Air Force One. I want to see if they've got one of those big tree air fresheners hanging out in the cockpit over the dashboard. Okay.
Right.
See if they got a picture of that. See if you can get us a picture of that, Marjorie.
I love you, though. So, I wouldn't be surprised if never mind. But anyhow,
we'll rebroadcast this here a little bit later on Spotify, Spreaker, and all the other podcasts. So y'all catch that and everything a little later. So see y'all Monday night. You guys be careful out there, Virgil.
All right. Man. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
Good night, Chesty.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.